This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Janata Dal United Chief Nitish Kumar took oath for the 10th time as the Chief Minister of Bihar this morning. Bihar Governor Arif Mohammad Khan administered the oath of office in secrecy to him. The swearing-in ceremony was held at historic Gandhi Maidan in Patna.
I, Nitish Kumar, do solemnly affirm that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of India as by law established. I will uphold the sovereignty and integrity of India. I will faithfully and conscientiously discharge my duties as the Chief Minister of the State of Bihar.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers Amit Shah, JP Nadda, Chirag Paswan and several other top leaders of the NDA were present on the occasion. A total of 27 ministers, including Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, took oath as ministers in the new Bihar government. BJP leaders, including Samrat Chaudhary, Vijay Kumar Sinha, Dilip Jaiswal, Mangal Pandey, Nitin Nabin and Ram Kripal Yadav have taken oath as ministers in the Nitish Kumar's cabinet, while JDU's Leshi Singh, Shrovan Kumar, Bijendra Prasad Yadav, Zama Khan and Ashok Chaudhary also took oath as ministers. In the recently concluded Bihar Assembly polls, NDA had achieved a landslide victory by clinching 202 seats in the 243-member house. The seventh meeting of the National Security Advisers, NSAs, of the Colombo Security Conclave began in New Delhi this morning. NSA Ajit Doval is hosting his counterparts from member states including Maldives, Mauritius, Sri Lanka and Bangladesh. Seychelles is participating as an observer state and Malaysia as a guest. Addressing the conclave, Mr. Doval said that Colombo Security Conclave has gained immense significance today in the midst of a rapidly changing and challenging global security environment. India has recorded its highest ever defence production of 1,54,000 crore rupees in 2024-25. The defence exports has also reached a record 23,622 crores in 2024-25 from less than 1,000 crore rupees in 2014. The government aims to achieve defence manufacturing worth 3 lakh crore rupees and 50,000 crore rupees in defence exports by 2029. India has expanded its visa on arrival facility for UAE nationals to include Cochin, Calicut and Ahmedabad international airports. With this move, UAE citizens now have access to visa on arrival at 9 major entry points across India. Earlier, the facility was available at centres in New Delhi, Mumbai, Kolkata, Chennai, Bengaluru, Hyderabad and Kochi. The facility is available exclusively to UAE nationals who have previously obtained an Indian e-visa or a regular paper visa. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will co-chair the 16th Foreign Ministers Framework Dialogue with Foreign Affairs Minister of Australia, Penny Wong, in New Delhi today. Ms. Wong arrived in the national capital yesterday to attend the dialogue. The visit offers an opportunity to build on the various facets of India-Australia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. The 56th edition of the India International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025 is all set to roll out the red carpet with a festival kick-starting from today. The closing ceremony will be held on 28th of November 2025. Goa's Chief Minister, Dr. Pramod Sawant, inspected the venue last evening, ensuring everything is in order for the mega event. In badminton, Indian shuttlers Lakshya Sen and H.S. Pranoy reached the second round of men's singles in the Australian Open Super 500 badminton tournament at Sydney yesterday. Paris Olympics 2024 semi-finalist Lakshya defeated Chinese Taipei's Su Li Yang by a 21-17-21-13 scoreline to advance to the next round. Pranoy beat Indonesia's Johannes South Marcelino 6-21-21-12-21-17. And that is the end of this news bulletin.